I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time is running out for you to get to the Disneyland Resort from 106.5 The End. 6:40 on the wake-up call, sunny and 59 today. Grab your phone, text the word Disney to 73389 if you want to win 4 2-day one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort. The deadline is January 31st. You can go to endonline.com and click contests and sign up to become an e-club member, or just text Disney to 73389. Text and data rates apply.
The wake-up call, in case you missed it.
What is going on with Simon Cowell's face? Oh my goodness.
Did I miss something?
Well, a little bit.
Listen, if you want to text the word face to 73389, you're going to see exactly what we're talking about, because something is going on with his face that we need to have the conversation about. Twitter is just dragging him because of it.
Aww.
I don't know if it's because he's had a lot of filler or Botox or what, but and it's really hard to kind of pinpoint exactly where the improvements are, if that's what you want to call it.
That is, I think, the biggest issue. Is it's a little hard to tell what he had done, but you know he had something done.
You can text the word face to 73389 to see the pictures.
This is called the Renee Zellweger effect. And it's when somebody is very, very famous, then they go away for a little bit, and then they come back, and it looks like somebody's wearing their skin.
Yes.
Didn't Meg Ryan do the same thing, too?
Yes, same thing with Meg Ryan, yeah. Which was also called the Renee Zellweger effect, and it was before Renee Zellweger.
Right.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Now, I'm going to say this.
Look at that last one. God, there's so many fun pictures. I got to tell you, he looks like Thanos now. I know
Who's
you guys.
That?
That's the bad guy from the Infinity War Avengers movie. I know you guys didn't see it, but everyone else in the world did.
Okay.
He's got this big old chin now. And his face just looks like it grew 3 times bigger, like the Grinch's heart at the end of the movie.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say I have always found him very handsome. And
now that we've gotten that out of the way.
Right.
And frankly, I don't think he is. I think he would still be considered handsome now. I feel more concerned because he looks to me like there is a health problem happening. He's definitely had like fillers and stuff like that. But it seems like under his chin, he has like a goiter.
Oh, yeah.
And
I see
so
that.
I feel like maybe that is what is like making him look kind of strange.
Good Lord. If this is not a plastic surgery warning, I don't know what is.
I don't know that he's had plastic surgery.
He's had plastic surgery.
Where?
If you want to see the pictures, you can text the word face to 73389. So here's some of the comments on Twitter. Did Simon Cowell die and get replaced by an animatronic version of his waxwork model?
That's kind of what it looks like.
Nobody's concerned that Simon Cowell has been replaced with a robot? Has Simon Cowell malfunctioned?
Here's the first sentence of this article. Simon Cowell has never been shy in his admission of loving plastic surgery.
Okay, fine. But I don't know that, like, did he have a facelift? I don't know. It's like
He had a 2,000 pound, so like $3,500 non-surgical facelift.
Okay.
Oh my God. Hachi Machi. Listen,
okay,
somebody
you don't
needs
think
to tell
it looks
these
like there's something he is suffering from something health wise.
Just because of that one pouch that seems to be on the bottom left side of his neck, like chin neck, whatever that area is. But besides that, I mean, that just looks like the Botox has pooled somewhere.
No,
like,
that's not how it works.
I don't know how it works. But it's like, I mean,
and here's the thing. He has the money to be going to places that do injections like that that are really, really good. So it's not like he's like going to a Botox party where you and your girlfriends are getting a discount.
I don't know.
Which, somebody by the way, nobody do that because it's very, go to a spa.
Somebody needs to tell these celebrities, it's okay to get old. It's fine.
You know what? I don't think it's just celebrities. I think we could tell people just on Instagram, like, listen, it's okay. It's okay.
You don't need to try to desperately cling to the life raft of youth.
Right.
It's because it gets sad after a while. And I know I'm saying this with somebody who likes Botox in the room.
I love
right.
it.
And
I
my
love
brother
it.
Has Titan started
spa.
To get.
Everybody go there. Worth it.
And my brother has started to do Botox too. But and if Tighten Up is spending money, then I apologize to them. But like,
no,
I want
that's where I go. And
I
they're very good.
I want to say though, like, it's all right to get old.
See, but that's the thing. Like, if you don't want to look older, that's an individual decision, and it's really nobody's business.
I feel like
number
it's almost
two,
like a
when
mental
you
condition.
Are in, and this doesn't have anything to do with me, but when you are in the public eye like this. No, you can't get old. And especially if you're a woman, you can't get old.
You can. You can get
well,
old.
Well, it's bad for people's careers.
It is and it isn't.
No, it just is. If you are somebody in Hollywood, I mean, there are countless stories where as women get older, I mean, there are endless stories about women that... younger women are playing older women instead of them just hiring older women.
You can text the word face to 73389 if you want to see the pictures of Simon Cowell. Someone texted in and said, I'm a physician. This is not plastic surgery gone bad. It looks like he's developed Cushing's disease.
Oh, no. See, I'm
there
telling you.
You. You know what this is, maybe? Maybe this is just what happens when God curses you because you get your best friend's wife pregnant. Maybe this is maybe that pouch is sin. Maybe that's what it is.
I totally forgot that that's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So number one, go to a reputable spa. Number two, don't impregnate your best friend's wife.
Number three, just try your best and have fun.
And there you go.
106.5 The End.
All it takes is one flight, we'd be in the same time zone. Looking through your timeline, seeing all the rainbows. I got an idea, and I know that it sounds crazy. I just wanna see ya. Oh, I gotta ask, do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can feel the tension. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you thinking right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'd only be a couple hours. And I